This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has the phrase Ki Asa Ravin, which occurs with some frequency in the Talmud. It means, when did Ravin arrive? And this is because Ravin was one of the Nechute, those travelers, those rabbis who moved from Babylonia to Israel, and especially back to Babylonia. And they were kind of like a very important cross-pollination of Jewish ideas. They could bring back with them what was being taught in the Israel academies to the Babylonian academies. So we know he was a Babylonian Amora who lived around the year 300, the turn of the 4th century. He was originally from Babylonia, but he emigrated to Israel and studied there for some time under Rabbi Abahu and Rabbi Zerah and Rabbi Eli, and then he went back to Babylonia. So the question is, when exactly did he arrive in Babylonia? He may have made more than one trip. We know that ultimately he settled in Pumbedita, however, where he was very close with Abaye, the Rosh Hashiva at that time. So some scholars suggest that likely his arrival in Babylonia occurred after the year 313. That's because in 313, the Edict of Milan was issued. This was an edict that formally tolerated the practice of Christianity. And while it, recognized lots of religions, including Judaism, of course, which had already been a religio licita, a legitimate religion under the Romans, it gave Christianity an edge which had not had before, and it had the perhaps unintended impact of forcing Jews into a subservient position vis-a-vis the newly promoted Christians. And there are a lot of scholars that argue that in the 4th century, after the Edict of Milan, there's actually a decline in the status of Jews in Israel that caused some people, like Ravin, to emigrate to Babylonia. Okay, fascinating, right? I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.